if there's any new ones this week. I figured it's going to take several weeks. So my plan is to do the next 2 weeks of questions. Then I will be out of the country for 3 weeks. We will be doing, I believe the plan is to do a joint Sunday school. Pastor Jordan is going to teach everybody those 3 Sundays. And then when I come back, I'll pick up where I left off on the questions. So, where was I going? I just lost my train of thought all of a sudden. Anyway, so we'll do a few weeks after that, but my plan is to just, unless, the questions I saw last week that I read all looked really good, so I just plan on doing them all. If there's any duplicates or anything that is like, well, I don't know how to answer that. Maybe we'll see if we get to that or not. But I'll try to answer them all, and I'll give you, I think even next week, I'll probably give you a list of what order I'm going to do them in and how we're going to approach them. So if you have a question, you're like, well, I'm going to be gone that week. You can come talk to me and say, hey, could you do that a different week? I can move it around or whatever. So anyway, that's kind of the plan. Let's go ahead and open in prayer, and then we will jump into our lesson today. Thomas, will you open us up in prayer? The other thing I'd like to do is I'd like to kind of work with Ethan again on whatever book we do next. And so this will give time because I don't know what his summer schedule is like, if how much he'll be here or not, or obviously he's not here today. So that way we can kind of plan and work on that together. So that's another reason why I can do the questions. I don't really need his help for that. So let's go ahead and open our Bibles if you have it. We're going to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Again, we'll read the whole chapter. Caleb, are you going to read that for us? Thank you.
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may grow swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from every quarreling of men. We're not all that faith, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your heart into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. But we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. Not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now, those who are such we command and exhort for our Lord Jesus Christ, that they work in kindness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. And if anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, know that person, and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. And do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is signed in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
So this morning we're going to look at verses 16 through 18. The rest of the chapter is Paul's closing thoughts. He starts out asking for prayer and reminding the church to be generally faithful in all things. Then he addresses a specific issue of those who aren't working. They're being idle. They're not doing their fair share to provide for themselves, and they're depending on the church. And Paul is teaching on that and also teaching what those people should actually be doing and what the church should be doing about it, which we talked about the last couple weeks. So now we get to this closing. It's Paul's final comments. If you're like me, when you're reading through a book, you kind of get to these end things and you see, okay, well, Paul's kind of saying the same thing he says in every book, right? Kind of ends very similar in all the epistles he writes. And we have a tendency to kind of gloss over it. But Paul specifically picks out a couple things here because I think it's very important for the Christian life for us to know and for us to understand. Let's look at the paragraph here. Paul concludes his letter giving last thoughts, asking for God to give the church both grace and truth. That should be grace and peace. I must have written that wrong. Paul's concern is for the church growth, and grace and peace are important to us, for us to have as his church. Paul gives his personal greeting to the church, reminding them of his care for them. So that's what we're going to look at. Two things he says. He asks the Lord for peace. He gives a blessing of grace, and then he talks about how he's writing this salutation with his own hands. And there's a reason why he does that. So let's start with the first thing, a request for peace.